My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're finally ready to send it over to Studio 2A. As promised, my guest this week, Lando Chill, will be joining us for the next hour. Brand new record has just been released, and the CD release show is going to be on Friday at Club Congress with a whole bunch of other great local artists. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, let's send it over to Lando Chill.
Yo, how's it going? It's Lando Chill. Let's kick it off. Nice. With Better Call Jesus. How's it going, KXCI? We are Lando Chill.
From gunning from the land where the money runs, make the come power makes it peer hot, then makes a heart shrink a bullet, makes a brain part ways with the slate to the maze. We got not body parts, peddle all my hobbies to obey the dot. Maybe make the earth green, compost deep, made the dead dreams. We the jet fuel that I melt all y'all still beats. Make them fiend for the fix the American dream. Why the cream in your water ain't boots ain't clean. We the seems to the seedless lean, less than pizza. My young man's looking like that geezer. Sit up on the now, play sex better than Lisa. Name my baby Issa, then cut up all my visas. It seems out with beat in the land of deceased. It's getting rough, so y'all better call Jesus. Side, we fly, y'all still four legs. We like Morrison and Morissette. No regret rapping for the vibe, not the rep. Smoke up in the sky, never dry. Call me Mo. We fly, y'all still four legs. We hot like Morrison and Morissette. No regret rapping for the vibe, not the rep. Smoke up in the sky, never dry. Call me Mo. We Morrison and Morissette, no regret rapping for the vibe, not the rep. Smoke up in the sky, never dry. Call me Mo. We fly, y'all still four legs. We hot like Morrison and Morissette. No regret rapping for the vibe, not the rep. Smoke up in the sky, never dry. Call me Mo. In the sky, never dry, call me more.
All right, let's kick it off. Next stop, Unusual Portrayals. Hey, fade away. 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 These prompts fade away. They fade away. Until I fade away. I guess the paradox of people
It's to choose what we think is evil. Yet starved like these times medieval. The starving artist tends to shun being a popular rich folks for their spokes. Call me Benny Siegel. Call me sad, call me vain, call me lame, call me strange. At night I dream insane. My soul becomes deranged. Every bone breaks, my lungs ache from this I intake. And I met death and I stunned face. My cheese strong and my life's free. Rhymes fade away, they fade away. If she wants my heart, she'll have to taste my sack. My blood is bitter and my mind is mad. I reminisce on all these times we've had. Now juxtaposing expectations with reality. In the end is what made it bad. Now, these feelings that you had for me, the tragedy is how I thought reality. With mirror sweet dreams, not the malady. It's how this body deals with your fantasies. You said you want the peasant, not the root, and for the majesty. It's broken heart in summer. Breeze will come and pass the weeds. You do another rise. It's kinda hard to breathe. I run to keep the pain from me. Like a rotten fruit, hanging eye upon the strangest tree. If you were kind, you break my mind and put my body out of misery. And maybe in the end, baby, then you'll come for me. Like the short wind, it meets that sea. Baby, in the end, baby, you gon' come for me. 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 I said they fade away.
Woo! Man, my band is hot. My band is hot. Gosh, these guys are so good. Let's hit this off early in the morning on KXCI.
Cause it's early in the morning. I got peace on my mind. Cush, I'm a grind. Feeling fine. Ride to the heart. Struggle spine. Say it's time. And there we go. Cause it's early in the morning. We rolled up like a fruit roll up. Honey making Folgers. Baby, what's the hold up? Baby, lit the bowl up. Wick chick with some fast tips, sicker than your average, your mean and your median. Spoke so much, high thoughts started weaving in. So long, some people started believing. But it's early in the morning, and it's OG, cause you got me zoning. You see, you the katana to my Ronan. You the lifeline, I'll be phoning. See, I love the toe curls as you moaning. Baby, do you really know what you owning? I'm like peace on my mind. Cush, I'm a grind. They feeling fine. Ride to the heart. Struggle spine. Say it's time. Because it's early in the morning. I like peace on my mind. Cush, I'm a grind. They feeling fine. Ride to the heart. Struggle spine. Say it's time. What the blast up was early in the morning. Sun rising in the east over yonder. We sit and we ponder. Weed with the sonder. The intermittent stories of souls who just wander. This be the freedom in life of which I'm fond. New through serenity. We love and faith be the trinity. Faith in yourself for our souls. No infinity. But as I digress,
and you de-stress. Smoke silhouettes, stairs their way down your sun dress. Watch it fall down on your chest. It ain't too early in the morning for some sex, but it's too early in the morning, and it's OG Kush got me so mad. I've got peace on my mind, Kush, I'm a grind, they're feeling fine. Ride to the arch of your spine, say it's time. Cause it's early in the morning. I'm like peace on my mind, Kush, I'm a grind, they're feeling fine. Ride to the arch of your spine, say it's time. I bring it back, cause it's early in the early. Fine, ride to the arch of your spine, say it's time. Cause it's early in the morning. I'm like peace on my mind, Kush, I'm a grind, they feeling fine. Ride to the arch of your spine, say it's time. Cause it's early in the morning, baby.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Lando Chill. Guys, hello. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Thank you for having us.
So why don't we go around the room and start with some introductions. Everybody can let us know who they are, what they're playing tonight.
Yo, so my name is Lance, but they call me Lando, and I do this. Hi, world. We got to my left. Say what's up, Zaya.
What's up?
He plays the drums. To my closer left, I have this red-haired gentleman.
Hello.
Is his mic on?
What up? I don't know if it's working.
You have to talk louder than that, Chris.
Is it working? Hello. I don't. Oh, okay.
I can hear you. This guy.
My name's Chris. Oh, I play bass.
And then to my closer right, I have.
What's up? My name's Andy Lasso. Keyboards.
And then to my furthest right, I have...
My name is Jim, and I play guitar.
Why is this the Jim? Most awkward part of every
That's
interview?
My mother named
That's because you guys make it awkward. It's I'm up here, got to introduce part. Y'all. Y'all got mics, y'all selves, y'all can talk. Y'all got words,
you
right?
You hear this guy over
Teeth?
Here?
Lips?
Anyway.
Yeah, they don't like me too much. I'm the youngest one, I guess.
Well, now that we've pulled those teeth, we can move on to the meat here. This is an exciting week. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, so we'll try to tackle it kind of in piecemeal. But let's start with the biggest part first. So the new album comes out this week, right?
Yeah, it came out today. Came out today. For Mark Your Son. It's available on my, can I say what it's available on?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's available on my website, landobinchill.com, and then also available on my Bandcamp at landochill.bandcamp.com. It's available for purchase, and all proceeds go to me. I'm not going to lie. So, what's up? Independent Artist 101 right here. But, so it's a super exciting time. I'm very nervous, and I hope everybody likes what I've done. It's funny because Chris is actually on the album, too. He plays bass on two songs, Find a Way and then Save Me.
For sure.
So I thank him for that, as well as the two producers who I work with solely, Jetlag and Defunk Odea. They're both Arizona based. I think Jetlag's from he pretends like he's from Texas, but I think he's from Phoenix. But and it was engineered by Fenn of Jive and Scientist. So great. Shout out to everybody who was a part of the project. I really appreciate it.
So when did this start? When was the the first time that you were laying down tracks for this?
Oh, for the album?
Yeah, for the album.
Oh, man. Album. I think 2014, huh. I'd say. I think we're some of the first iterations. I think That's Real was one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. I actually got in contact with these two producers through Chef Jackson,
whose real name is Mike. I don't know why we like to use monikers here. It's weird. But yeah, he goes by Sheriff Jackson.
Yeah.
And he was a proxy in between the two producers.
Okay.
And that was early 2014 when he was still working at Camp Radio. And I would go on, and that was my first little radio gig.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was at Camp Radio. And so through proxy, I got some songs, and I was like, okay, I'll write to him. And that began 2014, and throughout 2015, I built onto that little pile of songs I had. I think it was maybe four or five at the time.
Uh-huh.
And the album wasn't really fully realized until I think the end of 2015 when I met Chris, I think in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere
that's,
around there, yeah.
Yeah. So then we all.
No, it was last summer. It was when the Jivin album came out.
Oh, I did meet you then.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I get my dates mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm on Pluto right now.
It's been almost a year of bliss.
Yo, it has, huh? That's crazy.
What?
And that's what I meant. I met Andy. I met you. When did I meet you, Andy?
July.
Andy got kicked in the throat by a donkey earlier, so he can't talk. We're going to let that go.
So this is something that was in gestation for a while.
And
you described different iterations of some of the songs. So tell me about the evolution. How's this project, this album, changed, if at all, since when you first started working on it versus the final product that people can listen to right now?
I think a lot of it came from being more confident in myself and my musical ability,
mm-hmm.
Allowing myself to try new things in the studio, and as well as coming into contact with these four fine gentlemen. As well, it allowed me to, I think, widen my range with the live aspect and also bring that back to the studio.
Yeah.
So I really kind of give it up to everyone around me in the Tucson scene because without them, I wouldn't have the sounding board I would have had to be able to, you know, perform some of these songs and get a lot of feedback and understand what I was good at and what I needed to work on. And so I guess the gestation period took a while, but I think that it needed to take a while.
Yeah.
You know, I think a fully realized thought album, thesis, theme, whatever you want to call it, needs to take time and energy and effort, and not just from me, but from everybody around me,
mm-hmm.
Who I'm gleaning information off of. And so, like I said, I was lucky enough, to work with two producers who are really, very, very, they worked well with me.
Yeah.
We're all very humble, and so it was kind of like, yo, man, what do you need? Hey, mm-hmm. this is what I need. Mm-hmm. Yo, I can do that. Thank you. And then finding these four guys, you know, really solidified, I think, my place within Tucson music and their place within my hearts.
Aww.
I'm trying to get y'all to speak up, man. Y'all over here cheesing at me, talking. You guys know I like to hear myself talk, so I'd rather.
No. I'm so glad he said that on the air.
I did.
It's preserved for all time now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, there's a certain amount of hubris you have to have, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So, you know, when you're working on a project for a long time, how do you know when it's ready? How do you know when it's done? You know, and it's time to stop twiddling knobs and just decide this thing's ready to come into the world.
You throw your computer at the wall and see what songs stick.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Well, honestly, I have a really honest best friend. And I think it got to the point where we were sequencing some of the songs. And Mike, shout out to Mike, who has a really German last name. Mike the German. It wasn't until we got to, I think, maybe 14 songs that I thought maybe this is a little bit too much, and we cut out two of them. It really takes it's like molding the pottery, you know, you know, you got the little wheel goes
sure,
you know, and you got the clay in the middle, and it takes time, and there are different formations you can make, and with whatever you want to come across, you know, that formation is going to arise from whatever you want, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
To gestate. So bam, we sort of sculpted it into something that just naturally came to this sort of journal entry to my father. Some songs felt like that. And so it was, okay, why not make this a cohesive idea?
Yeah.
And really really delve into, I guess, some of the problems I had, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm not perfect. And I had dealt with my father's death in not a healthy way at all. Mm-hmm. Growing up, and continue to not deal with it in a healthy way. And I think having my homie Mike and then using this album as sort of my cathartic experience,
sure,
led to the fact that it pared down to a nice 12 song album, and mm-hmm. it's cohesive, and it's about my dad, Mark. So,
at what point in the process did you know that it was going to be about your dad?
I think pretty early on. Unenamored, which is a song I released as my second single from the album,
mm-hmm.
That was sort of, it was a song for my dad and for my mom, mm-hmm. and I remember sort of listening to it early on and really feeling as though it was the exclamation point or the truly yours, you know, comma Lando to mm-hmm. or Lance to the letter I was writing. And so, you know, when you start to write a letter from the end, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of see where you want to go. You just have to really fill in what you want to say and what I wanted to say to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really natural, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I did have some pent up frustration and anger and sadness. So it needed to come out in music, and it did. And I'm happy. I'm really ready to get this not over with, but I'm really ready to let this ride. You know,
yeah.
This
let, is let people hear experience. It. Yeah. You know, and for all the work that you've put into it, it's an exciting day.
Yeah,
so,
it really is.
We're gonna talk about this live iteration, this live beast that you've created during our next break, and how you found these guys and kind of what the live sound has brought to your show. But why don't we get into our next set first? So
yeah.
Once again, the new album is out now. It's available on the Lando Chill Bandcamp page and also on your website. One more time, what was the address on the website?
LandoBenChill.com, because I've been chill.
There you go.
We all been chill, right, guys? Right, guys. You're right, Lando. Yeah, I know.
Hanging loose.
got me hanging loose, baby. Oh, I was gonna say the catchphrase, but oh man, this is awesome. Thank you for having us on here. This is an amazing experience and my first live in studio, so I appreciate the hospitality. When I ask where I'm hottie at, preach.
money up.
That was Babel. Next is Murder. This one is originally produced by Trent. Shout out to Trent. Yeah.
Like scattered daddy's bones, boxy paper bones, blood on my thumbs. Like was Katie Holmes. Now I ain't playing these dollars like my name is shown. Washed it out my socks, but the homies have finally made it home. Ooh. And I just got the wave of my dad, like got the one turtle from and with the square door now. I just got the wave of my dad. And I just got the way with my rider. Pocket the docket up the rap manifest. Took a bulletproof vest out of the chest on the left. Loaded the vest with metaphors and similes. And a small calling card so the murder witnesses remember me. Maybe I say, but if I'm feeling kind of Vader. But I cop the straight razor and a couple now and later. Fit in my limbs with layers cause it's cold as scale. Say it was back in the day when Harold Washington was mayor cut. Better with medals as they graced the front porch. Spit out the meat of a stork but lighting a wooden torch. From the wreckage of a porch that was purchased by Scott Storch. Who was kinda at the source of being choked with the force and drag. 50 odd meters through a man that got torch. So I hopped in my Accord to keep this verse on course. I kept it popping like an audio recorder who works at porno films and then we can sleep at Florida. Say, oh, 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 oh. Scattered the daughter's bones on city blocks and pay phones. Blood on my thumbs like it was in Katie Holmes. Now I ain't playing leave with y'all, it's like my name is shown. Washed it out my socks for the homies and finally made it home. Woo. And I just got the way with murder. Like a got a one turtle from and with the squirtle now. I just got the way with murder. 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 Oh, Zay, you got the way with murder. Deep greasy man, you got the way with murder. Jimbo, yeah, we got a way with murder. Lasso, yeah, we got a way with murder. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, Stay Gold. My favorite part of Shawshank was when the old man carved his name in the wood and died by his own hand. You see, that's freedom in that legacy. Our bones turn to sand, yet our names will live on in our fans and our stands. Am I as ruthless as I think I is? I took a social quiz on the psychopathic part. I scored about a 96 quick. Take a pick, nah, he's a walking rip. Back to blow a clip.
in a stitch. Right above the itch, you pitch the twitch. Shoes and knobs, so the sound is even. I pitch the twitch, use and bleach till my skin is bleed done. People need a reason, I don't. You think you sleep it all. Nightmares so vivid, you think it's your blood pouring out that fitted. I'm the unknown prodigy, turned elite assassin with culinary passion. As if your chick was asking, I heard she take a lashing and eat designer ration. That means she take the while she eat my triplet kit. Whoa, Willie Phoenix, lighter skin socialist. Not the free world where the Saturn can I spit. Pewda be the rocks that I bury with the Knicks, KJ's Asian chick that send her back to a Mordor's pit. They yelling cooks, Lance cooks. So yes, I cannabis. Meditate my chakra up so my chi will never miss. Now water bearing queen about my dreams in Atlantis. While people in the shot killing spouses praying mantis. Now these unusual betrayals start below the navel and end with broken hearts on film as if we watching cable. Two cheers for these lines, three shots with your wine, and life becomes a little more stable. These unusual betrayals start below the navel and end with broken hearts on film as if we watching cable. Two cheers for these lines, three socks with show wine, and life becomes a little more, 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 little more stable. I'm a little more stable. I'm a little more stable. Ooh, 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 ooh. A little more stable. Ooh, 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 ooh. A little more stable. Little more usual betrayal start below the navel. And then with broken hearts on film as if we watching cable. Two cheers for these lines, three socks with your wine, and life becomes a little more stable. These unusual betrayals start below the navel, and then with broken hearts on film as if we watching cable. Two cheers for these lines, three socks with your wine, and life becomes a little more, little more, little more, little more, little more, little more. Little more, 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 little more stable. I'm a little more stable. I'm a little more stable. Little more stable. Little more stable.
This is Locals Only. My name's Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Lando Chill. Guys, thanks again for coming down.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for having us. Yeah, totally. This is awesome.
My pleasure.
I'm having so much fun.
So
righteous.
You know, we talked a lot about the album during the last break, which comes out today, and the album release show is going to be Friday night at Congress.
Yes.
And you're going to be playing with this band on Friday night, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to kill it.
So let's talk about how this band came to be, because over the course of working on the album, you mostly weren't working with a live band, right?
No, I wasn't. The album is solely produced tracks by two wonderful human beings. And so how did we come about? I know how Zay and Jimbo got here. I think you guys have to remind me because my memory is really bad. So
let's kind of go chronologically. So like, who was the first to join in?
I think Lasso and I were the first to join in. I met Lando back in, I'll be honest, I think it was last summer.
Whenever Jivin released their album, I met him through our friends, Jivin Scientist.
That's when we really met.
Yeah, that's when we really met.
But we knew each other before.
I had seen him on the periphery, you know, and known who he was, you know, just from being around town and such.
We worked at Target together. We hate Target.
We did. We worked at Target together.
Shout out to Alyssa of Sir Block.
Yeah, amen. Target Live, red and khaki. we worked at Target together. That's true. Regardless, yeah, I think last one I kind of joined at the same time. And, yeah. We had a different drummer, this guy Dave, who was Righteous.
What up, Dave?
What up, Dave? Played a few shows with us. And Dave was a friend of Andy's from back in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he just moved from. And yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, and then we just kind of, Dave bailed, and then we got Zaya and Jimbo like a month ago or 2 months ago, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, was that soon ago?
It's been like it's been like a month or two months maybe.
At least two months.
Yeah, something
what?
Like
that. What? Dang.
Yeah.
That's
and it's all leading up to Friday.
Yeah.
That is the crescendo of the moment.
So how did you go about tackling the process, you know, as you were adding live members piece by piece of translating these produced tracks into a live sound?
I did nothing. I will be completely...
It doesn't sound enough like the track, guys. It needs to sound like the track. No, actually, very little of that happens.
I did 100... Okay, I probably was like 10% of the process, and okay. I was just sounding board. These gentlemen, including Dave, who, if Dave is listening, charted out like every song we gave him.
Yeah, we showed up to the first rehearsal with Dave, and he had a notebook, and it was Righteous. He was very well prepared.
Yeah,
I liked his preparedness, and he influenced our band naming decision as well.
Yeah,
he wouldn't let us be Lando and the Jazz Cigarettes.
Yeah, man, I wanted that to be the name.
That's code,
so
by
bad.
The way.
That's pretty bad.
All of you hip happening cats out there will know what I'm talking about. Regardless,
Dave really made his impact.
He really did. He shaped and molded this band more than he'll ever know. Well, yeah. Now he knows.
Now he knows.
If he's listening, assuming he's listening.
And if not, he'll never know.
Yeah, if not, he'll never know.
Dave's listening.
Yeah. But I want to hear a little bit from everybody who's willing to chime in about, you know, what your approach has been as you're trying to translate, and maybe a better word is interpret,
yeah,
the produced tracks, because obviously you're not going to get a one-for-one, you know, translation here. So what are some of the challenges and the creative opportunities that you've seized upon?
I think the biggest challenge, with a handful of the songs is they're sampled, and oftentimes producers sample from like old vinyl and the such, you know,
yeah.
And due to the rigors of time and the such, it tunes things differently, you know? So oftentimes we have to have our producer maestro over here, Lasso, retune certain samples so that we can play to them. But, more than anything else, I think for me, just playing is trying to recruit on a bass side, you know, it's just trying to recreate some of those bass tones that you hear, you know, those deep subs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the really synthy, crunchy distortions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Trying to reproduce that on a live bass is a lot of fun for me. And so I think that's a big thing for me, is the feel and then getting the pitches right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah.
Producer extraordinaire. he put you on the spot.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. I mean, like, at least the part of the sound that I get to cover, maybe we'll hear a sample and it's like a room sound of like an old jazz, like this first track we played, Better Call Jesus, to me sounds like a really roomy recording of like maybe a 40s or 50s like jazz pop orchestra kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I use an instrument called a Mellotron. So it's recordings of instruments. Mm. So it's kind of the perfect keyboard because it essentially is samples at its core. So,
right.
You know, I just kind of like do a cool mix of reverb and then like maybe like some flutes and some strings. And that way I'm able to get the roomy like ambience of an orchestra, like a mix of woodwinds and like strings. So for me, it's fun to just kind of listen and then use the tools I have to imagine up something. And then I also use some samples from the record and then, you know, end up, you know, flipping them my own way or adding my own stuff to them. You know, I like to play instruments and recreate stuff, but then a lot of like, I don't know either the producers who worked on Lando's album personally, but like the sounds are great, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's like, I don't really want to mess with this sound. Like,
yeah.
this is cool. I'll just chop this up onto the sampler and, you know, try to recreate it with, you know, these guys playing live, but we still have that, like, core, you know, aesthetic of a old vinyl sample.
Sure.
But being able to, like, play it live and be reactive with it, not stuck to, we're playing to a click track, we're playing
right.
to the tracks, like... yeah, and, you know, the last little batch of tracks are going to play here, you know, use that mentality a little bit more in the sense of I'm going to flip the samples and play them live.
Cool. Excellent. Jim, how did you find your sonic role in the band?
He asked.
Oh, hey. He asked.
My amp's not even on right now.
Yeah. He's just here for show.
Yeah. yeah.
Move closer,
I mean, look
to
at the
mic,
way he's
Jimbo.
Sitting.
Oh, yeah. I know. Jesus.
So
this
yeah,
is
I,
not the
I,
star
came,
was born.
I came into the band, and there's a lot of like guitar-heavy like songs, and I'm just kind of recreating those,
mm-hmm.
getting as close as possible. But I have a lot of room to just kind of mess with chords and kind of noodle around. Not too much. It can't be too flashy. Because, you know, Lando's the front man. It's
Hot
not,
explode.
It's not Jimbo Chill.
Jeez Louise.
So, yeah, I think I have a very laid-back role in this band.
Yeah.
I just lightly touch the guitar and add some little stringy thingies here. And yeah, I have my chord chart here because it's easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a pretty simple role. And
cool.
Zaya, last but not least.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah,
I asked.
Wait, what was the question?
How'd you find yourself here? I asked.
Yeah, well, I feel like Chris kind of got me in here, right? Because I used to,
yes.
jam with Street Blues. With
there you
Ray.
Go.
Street Blues, Ray Murph.
Yeah, and I used to do that. But,
speak up, Chris.
Yeah, Chris got me in there. He's like, oh, this playing with this guy, Lando. Like, I think you can dig the vibe. I'm like, okay, we just lost a drummer. I'm like, wow, well, I'm a contract drummer. I'm down for anything.
I was right. I told him you would dig it, and he dug it.
Yeah, so I like the vibes, and I get to, not noodle, but I get to play, basically, I get to share my interests in what I like to play
yeah.
with these, you know, vibes that we got going. I really dig it, yeah.
Very good. So Friday night, you've got a jam-packed bill as well.
Yeah.
So tell
it's
us.
It's pretty Jimmy Jam packed.
Yeah. So what do you have in store for Friday night?
For Friday night, so Young Blood House DJ is going to be Parker. He runs, I don't want to butcher his last name because I butchered it last time.
Arriaga.
Arriaga. Ooh, there you go.
Arriaga. You got to roll your R's.
I can't do that. My lips are too big to roll R's, man.
Arriaga.
Arga.
If you know Parker, he told me he's excited to do a DJ set without a microwave. On stage.
Right?
No White Castle burgers will be present.
Oh my god!
Maybe
it's a funny idea. But yeah, Parker's gonna be the house DJ.
Cool.
Then to start it off, Matt Hayes. He's a saxophonist / rapper from. He used to live down in Tucson, but he's gonna be kicking up some rhymes and some sexy rap, as he calls it.
Cool.
He's really dope. I was able to play his album release show, EP release show, a few months, I think last year.
Mm.
And so, gotta return a favor, man.
Yeah.
You know? Then also Combined Vibes, which is Top Knox and Bembe, which are two Tucson locals.
Mm-hmm.
Bembe's a producer and Top Knox. I'd be saying his name wrong so many times.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows what you just said.
Well, together they're Combined Vibes.
Combined or combine? Dope.
Combine vibes.
Got it.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Like combine.
Abraham and Sarah and Bartholomew.
Are those
the whole crew?
Who else is it? They're not in the band, though.
They wish they were in the band.
Yeah.
Then there's also Fox Bodies, which is this is going to be their first show.
Huh.
And I'm really stoked to have them on the bill. I worked with one of their members, Bailey, at this Hocus Pocus Records release.
Oh yeah.
Last February.
Uh-huh.
Or this February. So they're playing. Big Bad is playing as well.
Featuring a Milner.
not this one though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
The other Milner.
Yeah.
other Milner.
That's his legal
Mil
name.
Too.
Milton
Milner yeah. Squared.
So what time does everything get started? We got a lot of music to squeeze in on Friday.
Yeah, we get started around 8:30, 8:45.
Okay.
I think 8:30. You guys are laughing like it's going to get started at 8:30.
I don't know, 8:30, 8:45 maybe. I don't know, whenever we feel like it.
8:30 or 8:45. I think an 8:30. And then, man, I can't get on the radio with y'all no more in my entire life, man. Yeah. Jesus. Man, out here just, Jimbo won't talk. Andy will be quiet. Zaya and Chris laughing at me, talking to my ear. Matt don't know what to do. Yeah, Andy, homie, over here just laughing the whole situation. Yeah. But, yeah, so we're getting started at 8:30. Oh, Altrice. Almost forgot. Altrice is playing.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, that was loud. Oh. Sorry, I get excited. I get excited.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have my morning volume, so
tell the people about Altrice.
Altrice is playing. He's ending out the night.
Sweet.
He's an awesome, awesome guy. Just a really nice person and an awesome musician. And so, I was supposed to play with him at the Hocus Pocus release, but he was sick, so now he's playing here. So
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got time for a couple more songs here. Once again, Lando Chill, thank you again for coming down. Appreciate it so much, everybody.
No problem.
Friday night is the release show, and the album is available right now, this very second.
Yes, on landochill.bandcamp.com and landobenchill.com. Either or. Landobenchill.com has photos from the likes of Jimmy Giannetti and Anna Ramirez and a lot of other people that have cool photos or have taken cool photos of me. So go check that out as well. Shout out to all the photographers out there. Hey, man, got to get them their props, man. They do a lot of work.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
Chris has some microphone problems over there.
Yo, Chris is hey, if you guys can't see this, I'm gonna describe what's happening. Chris is attempting to dismember. Ooh, and then he just pulled. He can't even talk to the mic. You're right, Chris? Tell him you're all right.
I'm all right.
All right.
He almost fell over.
Lando Chill, going to wrap things up here on Locals Only. We'll see you back here next week. My live guest is going to be Acorn B-Corn. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, I love them.
Lando Chill's going to take you on home.
Come on, y'all. File in, y'all. Nah, welcome. Nah, see, welcome. Y'all going to listen to the gospel of the chill, yo. Like this.
Hey, said I'm Bundy on the beat. Make a deader than some babies that happened to be born on a ship made from slavery. Now master couldn't lie, say Hades the one I saved me. Murked him on his posse, and so the one that pays me. Now waving premonitions of people trying to slay me. Maybe it's just my inner self going crazy. Faith for the invincible lack. Norman Bass G, lately, life is beaten by a homie like Haley. Truth be told, I spake my mind, oh, so old that my thalamus was bad of mode. I, crazy, but a mystical, walking king, driving night, being little bold. It's like I played for gold and never meddled. Lost ones with their souls disheveled. May I jump a level? I read Selassie and became a rebel. Under my feet, I like rocks and pebbles. I like rocks and pebbles. Oh, oh. Now, you're louder. I want the Lord to hear you. Oh, oh. Now, give him more. I want the Lord to hear you. Say, oh, oh. Come on, Jimbo. I want to hear ya. I want to hear ya, blood. I guess I take out my anger on things I named Topanga. At the bottom of the creek is where I push the park ranger. Body decomposed, making a stench of death stranger. As if a sick slaughter happened right up in the manger. Load up a blue ranger with things that mellow danger. A black fender and what I blaze. All of my bangers think the enemies are hanging. That's a close on the line. Or swinging strange food from a noose colored vine. I wish life was the whales before I left on the grind and got hit for a lick and broke my proverbial spine. I guess it's fine. I make it back in due time with a bunch of bad habits. Like my life's worth a lot and not a branch of sorts. See, it's selling in a sinner's sport. My core like Shakur and smoke my ashes off the nearest port. Pillage the village with blood thicker than oil spillage. Eat the lies and fantasize, but won't touch the spinach. Come on, Andy. I want the Lord to hear you say, oh, come on, Jimbo.
This last one is for Mark Washington. If you got a radio station up in heaven, might as well tune on in, man.
It's like the best student decided to skip class and never come back. As a boy, even emotions can't track. I'd do anything to have him back. But as my life goes on and the story unfolds, the pain that is shedding is more. It's like every Father's Day, man, the gets sold. Every commercial of the low price is splattered in bold. It's like a George Lopez joke and never gets funny. Whether English or Spanish, man, ain't funny. It's like the anchor is the sky above me. And the only way past the stratosphere over here is Detroit. Maybe I should repeat as if Michael Jordan's big beats with Dad Zipper is jamming off like the Bee Gees. And maybe every shot would have saved him. I'm 20 years late. He's a heaven one. Who signs it? What? Hey! Be proud of me, and it puts me on that cloud, you see. Back in high school, the only thing I wanted was for him to see all the good that could come from my family. I agree, maybe now my soul can rest on some old demons. Keep your loved ones close for all the right reasons. Seasons as they change, keep the friend zone safe. So the membrane in the right brain stays kind of plain. I met this kid last week. He said, if I ever make it to the top, don't leave your friends, man. However, we bet your fruits of your neighbor. I despite the family. Once I'm in your TV, that reruns a Dawson's Creek. Maybe back when I was lost around the age of 14. A father figure could have bothered, but I was searching for my dream. And when I get far from home, I get more famous than you see. I'll be the Washington on top. I carry a book of tea. Hey.
I won't be no you, unenamored. Said I won't be no you, it's like I won't leave you, unenamored. Said I won't leave no you, unenamored. Oh, I won't leave no you, unenamored. Said I won't leave you, unenamored. Oh, yeah.